Today on Real Life Radio.
You're here and you're listening. And Jesus is saying, you know what? If you're a child of mine, I'm going to see you all the way through to the end. I will be faithful to you. I will never leave you or forsake you. He'll take you all the way through to the end. And if you're not a Christian today, he's saying, I love you and I want to take you all the way through to the end. I don't ever want to leave you or forsake you, he's saying to you.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called The Gospel of Luke with a message titled, The Whether or Not Channel. The Gospel of Luke is a series that gives us both the humanity and the divinity of Jesus Christ, as only Luke, the physician, could really do. Here now in these final verses of chapter 12, we consider the future biblical forecast. You see, what's happening in our world is not an accident. There's a pattern and a reason for what is escalating on the earth right now. There are increasing clouds of a coming storm, and we've got to really pay attention to whether or not we're listening, and if we are listening, who are we listening to? So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that when we walk with the Lord, we are to stay on the path that He's set before us until we're in the clear. We've got to let go of those things that easily entangle us and continue on the path until the end, when the Lord takes us home. Now, before we jump into today's message, I want to remind you that all sorts of resources for your spiritual growth are available at jackhibbs.com. Things like devotions, podcasts, interviews, previous messages, special events, all this and a lot more available at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Now, with his message called The Whether or Not Channel, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Look at the news. Economies are freaking out right now because what started with the mortgage crisis, and that really wasn't it in the long run. The fact is that because we're so much in debt as a nation, did you know in the last several funding efforts for the war in the Middle East, in Iraq, did you know that we borrowed money from the world and we borrowed money from China? You say, well, but everything's okay now, peace and safety. We're okay here in America. We can just draw the curtain and forget about the rest of the world. Just right down the tube because we're America. We're all right. Remember in God we trust? Really? I don't think so. And so things are going so good that the president says, if we're gonna give you $800, listen, we're gonna give you 800 bucks. Any day the government gives you back money, something's wrong. And if you're a couple, you get 1,600 bucks. And if you're a family, you get a little bit more than that. Why? I heard it this week. On an analysis, they said, how could this backfire? One guy said, it could backfire this way. People decide to save it. What if they save it? If they don't spend it, then we're just going to keep going down and we're going to crash this thing. They got to spend it. So don't pay anything off, you guys. Spend, spend, spend the money you don't have. Spend it. They want us to go spend it. So one of the financial analysis guys said, oh no, people have got to spend it. That's the only way it's going to work. And then some guy, and I thought they were going to kill him on Bloomberg Radio or whatever it was, said, well, there is another problem that no one's talking about. It's X amount of billions of dollars. Anybody know how much it is that they're going to give to us? It's huge. Billions to try to get the economy to recover from its dive that it's going through. You know where we're getting the money? Who said it over here? We're borrowing the money from China to give to the Americans to spend. Can you believe that? You say, what? Listen, men's hearts will begin to fail them for fear in the last days. And we're not even in the end of the end of the end of the last days. It's amazing. If that wasn't enough, what are some of the indicators? The storm clouds brewing on the horizon. Condoleezza Rice said 2 weeks ago, Israel will have to make serious sacrifices for peace by giving up land and parts of Jerusalem. Israel said, what does our enemy get? What do they have to give up? Are you ready for this? They have to give up terrorism. Oh, great. Thank you. Gee, that sounds like a victory for the bad guys. all right, we won't blow anybody up anymore. Give us land. You say, man, what's with that? Again, Joel chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. God says, in the last days, I will come against every nation who divides my people Israel. You think that's a coincidence? It's serious. Those are signs of the times. Those are clouds on the horizon. Very important. Point number 2, verse 57, is it whether or not do the right thing to be prepared? That's what Jesus is saying. All right, now that you've heard this and seen this, do the right thing. Number 1, he admonishes. He would say today, why are you not seeing this? Look at verse 57. Yes, and why even yourselves do you not judge what is right? Don't you judge what's right? The answer should be yes, right? He says, come on, you guys, you make decisions and you want to make the right decisions, correct? Yes. Then he said, then do the right thing. You guys, if there was ever a verse that you could label that is exposing political correctness, it's this verse. Jesus is saying, come on, you guys. Come on, you know to make good decisions. You can make the right decisions. When it's stormy, you get an umbrella. When it's hot, you wear cooler clothing. I'm going to the cross, exactly what the Bible warned about. David said, 1,000 years before I go to the cross, my hands and my feet are going to be pierced. Know the weather. In fact, can you guys put this up on the screen? Take a look at this. And look how common things have become to us and how much it influences our life. You've all seen, this is the Weather Channel. And we love, I don't know what it is about that, but can you just like drool when you watch that? I could watch that for hours. Look at us. Rain, the green is rain. Look at that. Watch, there's more. Why? Why is it a big deal? Because there's something about us knowing what's coming. You know what? Let's go picnic today. Well, how's the weather going to be? Is it going to be windy? Let's go take a trip. Where? What's the weather going to be like? If it doesn't have a palm tree, I'm not going. What about you? Think of that. We turn it on and we're just blind. Oh yeah, cool. Uh-huh. What's the temperature going to be? 63. I'll wear a sweater. All right, let's go. Jesus is saying, will you do the same thing? You judge like that? Can you judge the fact that the Bible is here before you and you need to decide? Make a decision. That's enough. That's beautiful, though, isn't it? You can watch that forever. I just think that's the greatest thing. You look at the weather and you determine, am I going to get my snowboard out or I'm going to get the surfboard out? And you make a determination based upon what's coming. Jesus says, please do the same thing. Do you see this, he is saying? Do you understand this? What are one of the great things we mentioned earlier, but we'll say it again. Matthew 24:24, Jesus said that right before he comes back, there's going to be false Christ, false prophets. They will arise. They're going to do great, demonic, miraculous signs and wonders before the people and if to deceive them. And if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, listen right now. Jesus said, listen, read your Bible carefully. Demonic powers are coming in the last days that if you don't know your Bible, you're going to be fooled into following them. And they are already on the world scene and they're coming more. He said, if it were possible, even my own people would be deceived. If you've ever, and it's true in the Greek, the original scriptures, and if you've had a logic class, that's very comforting words. If it were possible. Translation, it is impossible for his people to be deceived. Aren't you glad that he's given us this word that we can test everything? When somebody says, hey, I promise you this, or I'm a that, or I'm the other. Jesus said, get out your Bible and watch them. You ever see the guys walking along the beach with those headphones on looking for nickels? Boop, 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 boop. Don't those guys drive you nuts when they're right by you? It's like, get out of here. Man, that's how we should be with the Bible. Boop, 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 boop. But no, if somebody's a false prophet, we don't want to hurt his feelings. Just let them go do their thing over there. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't do anything about it but pray them out of existence or pray that they come to Christ or warn people. But the guy that was coming up from Mexico, remember him? Whatever happened to him? Remember the guy? He was the Messiah. Did you see that guy on the news? Everybody's following him. He made like $100 million off of suckers who sent him money. And where is he today? Probably in Acapulco somewhere, and getting a nice tan right about now. Jesus said, watch out for these nuts. They're coming. He didn't say nuts. He said something worse than that. And so we want to be very careful. He would say, are you seeing what's going on? And then secondly, why are you not doing this? Why are you not exercising this discernment? Verse 57, in that part where he says that even you yourselves, do you not judge what is right? Then do this about spiritual things. Know your Bible. Don't pull it out on a Sunday morning because you're going to church. Every day. Listen to this. How politically incorrect is this? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. But there will be false prophets among the people, even as there are false teachers among you now, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, that is denying the cross, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many people will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth is blasphemed. Wow. 1 John 4, verse 1. 1 John 4, 1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Listen, every spirit or person that confesses that Jesus is Christ, that is Messiah, Jesus is my Messiah. Every person that can confess that, believing it, that he has come in the flesh is of God. And every person that does not confess that Jesus Christ or Messiah has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is now already in the world. So with increasing deception, we near the Lord's return. And there's all kinds of things out there. People keep writing me and asking me about the secret. The secret. Oh, Oprah's for the secret. The secret's from hell. Well, what about that guy that does that program and he sees the light that's coming and he tells you about the future and the light's coming. I'll tell you. Ask him about Jesus. Who is Jesus? Oh, he was one just like me. These guys are everywhere.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
And then he would say in verse 57, why are you not living this? You guys make decisions about what you're going to eat and what about the weather, what you're going to wear. Why are you not living as though I'm coming back? Or living as though the hour is running out. Okay, now listen, here's the application time. It's our third point, verses 58. Take the path that Christ has set for us. And this is, I'll confess, this is personal. Number one, keep the path clear of hazards, things that attach onto our heart. Ladies and gentlemen, church, Jesus said right here, verse 58, when you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him. Lest he drag you to the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. Number one, keep the path of your Christian walk clear of hazards. This is going to take a life change on someone's part here today. You're a Christian, but there's just too much stuff in the path. Remember Martha and Mary? Remember Mary and Martha? Lazarus, their sisters? Where's Martha? Anybody tell me? Where's Martha always at? In the kitchen. We've got to have people in the kitchen. I mean, that's wonderful. Where's Mary? Every time he said, where's Mary? Sitting at the feet of Jesus, always listening. We got to have people listening. And that's great. But Jesus said to Martha, Martha, Martha. He had to say it twice. Martha, Martha. You are encumbered. You're burdened with a lot of things. You're really distracted. Are you distracted? We are distracted. We live in a tough time. We are distracted. And you guys, when we begin to think that we can have one foot in the world and one foot in the church and we're going to be just dandy and fine and God's going to overlook this and everybody's doing it, you're on the brink of deceiving yourself. In Galatians 6, verse 7, the Bible says, be not deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows or does, that's what he's going to reap. And some of you are hearing the Holy Spirit this morning poking your heart right now. Man, I just thought getting high and coming to church was the cool thing to do. You laugh. Listen, it happens. I talked to a guy about a month ago in this church. I could hardly talk to him because of his alcohol breath. And we thought that just smoking some dope and going to church was, you'd hear the word of God better. I'm not kidding. What, are you crazy? Well, I thought if I beat my wife before I go to church, I could, what? A little bit of pornography or a little bit of nastiness this way or that way, and then go and praise the Lord, you know? This is serious stuff. Listen, I love you. Jesus loves us, and he's saying, read the weather signs in the spiritual realm. Time's running out. And what if he came today? See, I don't believe he's going to come today. Well, what if the ground opened up in a 9.10 earthquake? 9.10. A 10. Just make it a normal 10. 10.0. It doesn't have to be the clouds parting and the trumpet blast. You could have a little tweak in your heart today. Where will you go? Jesus wants you with him. Is that so bad? He wants you to be with him? You say, well, why does he just take me like that then? I mean, I can just go live my life and it's all cool in the end. You've got to choose him. That's the rules. That to all those who receive him, to them gave he the power to become sons and daughters of God, children of God. John 1:12. Keep the hazards clear from the path. Paul the apostle warned, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Have we forgotten that? Revelation chapter 6 warns us that in the last days, people will call out in the tribulation period and they'll say, rocks and hills fall on us and hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Wow. It doesn't have to be so difficult. Also this, stay true to the path. Have you made a commitment to Christ? Christian, today like never before, it's time to renew your commitment. And I want to encourage you about this. Stay true to the Lord because he'll never let you down. You guys, come on. I encourage you to vote. I'll be voting. We should be involved in the process. We should email our governors and senators and let our voice be heard. All that stuff. We should feed the homeless. Get involved. But you know what? Like the hippies of old, I'm just passing through. We're just passing through, man. And as a Christian, I'm just passing through. But listen, Cotton Mather said that every time he went into a room, he wanted to leave something good in that room by the time he left, walked out. Isn't that a beautiful thing to think about? As a Christian, we could go see God today. It could be at the end of our old life. But we need to be obedient to the Lord and focused on him. Ladies and gentlemen, I know God is telling me, Jack, keep a light touch on the earth. Don't grab onto stuff. Just hang on. Just be ready. I don't know why he's saying that. Is he coming back soon? Am I going to go see him? I don't know, but I know this. Whatever I own, whatever I have, it's all his and I don't really own it. And I know after last service, I said that and so many people came up to me and said, I'm feeling the same thing. A real temporariness in this world. And I'm telling you, that is strong in my heart. Is he coming soon? Is the weather going to be changing? Has it already changed? And this morning it comes down to this. He says, why don't you judge rightly? Some of you are saying, why don't you put a sock in it? I'm not going to change. I'm doing my thing and I love this world and it's cool. It's going good for me. And listen, I'm glad you're doing good. But the Bible says, watch out because money can sprout wings and fly away. Are you trusting in money? We're the most powerful nation on the earth. Ooh, the Bible says some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But his people will trust in the Lord their God. Watch out. Is America over? Is it done? What's going on? Could it be that God in his mercy is getting our attention? Could he be announcing to us that the weather's changing? It would be a good thing, I'm sad to say. Because in our blessings, we have forgotten God, just like Israel forgot God on their blessings. Oh, God, please bless us. And he blessed them. And then they were so rich. And the Bible says they forgot God. And then they began to get nasty. They got carnal and they welcomed in other gods. They forgot about the Lord. And they were so rich, they forgot about the Lord. They began to get involved in spiritism and the worship of other gods. And God said, hey, turn from your way. Don't do that. don't do that. And they said, get out of here. And then he brought judgment upon them because he loved them. Where are we on that cycle? Get your Ten Commandments out of here. Get the Bibles out of school. Bring in other books of religion. Unbelievable. We have exchanged our God. We've given up. Can God turn this nation around? Only if you and I take it seriously to pray and call out to him. A spiritual revival is the only thing that's going to turn this awesome, wonderful country around. And then we end with this. We need to continue on the path until it's clear. All the way through to the end. Christian, listen, I want to encourage you right now. Are you ready for this? I'm going to tell you something right now. Those of you who are Christians that are here today, I got to tell you something. You continue on to the end. Number one, Jesus is going to see you through. He's promised to do that. But I want you to hear this. Just before first service began, I was on the phone, on the speakerphone, at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. Your team, our missions team, is in Paris getting their connecting flight. And they had the speakerphone on. I was praying with them and saying hi to them. And we believe God's going to do awesome things in Mali with you guys. And all that is absolutely true. Do you realize how much faith it took for these precious moms and dads and kids and everybody in between to get on an airplane, to leave their families, to fly to Africa, to tell one Muslim about the love of Jesus that they're not allowed to hear? And to take care of your school that you guys have built over there. Lord willing to we're going to be drilling a well there for water for them. Do you know how much faith it took? Do you know how much faith it's taking for them now to be landing? Or they're en route as I speak to Africa. You say, well, that's something, that's something. Wait a minute. Do you realize how much faith it took for you to come here today? Don't underestimate that. You came here today to seek the heart of God. Don't discredit that. Oh, Jack, I don't know. That's for other people. You're here and you're listening. And Jesus is saying, you know what? If you're a child of mine, I'm going to see you all the way through to the end. I will be faithful to you. I will never leave you or forsake you. He'll take you all the way through to the end. And if you're not a Christian today, he's saying, I love you and I want to take you all the way through to the end. I don't ever want to leave you or forsake you, he's saying to you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, what's your name? If your name's whosoever, that's you. If it's Mike or Fred, that's you. If it's Susie or Stella, that's you. Isn't it awesome? Jesus is not saying, oh, death to all of you. The storm's coming and I'm glad. You guys can drown. I'm not going to go to the cross. You're all a bunch of knuckleheads. I'm leaving. He could have. No, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me, men and women. What an amazing God we have. And so, what should I do? You and I are called to abide in Christ. You know what that means? Abide in Christ. John chapter 15, to abide in Christ is to live with him. Can you do that? You can do that. It means invite him. The word means to dwell with him. Watch this. Don't raise your hand. But how many of you want to dwell with Christ? There are some of you today, you don't want anything to do with them. You came here because you're going to get a free lunch in a minute. Or somebody invited you to breakfast for brunch. I'll go to church, free dinner, free food. Whatever your motive. You don't want him, believe me. He still wants you, but if you don't want him, he's not going to force you. But do you want him today? Oh, man, that's great. He'll see all the way through to the end. And keep a light touch on this world. You guys, no matter what happens in this world, heaven's our home. It's where we're going. That's what's going to last forever. It's not our cars. It's not our houses. It's not our clothes. It's not the money that's evaporating by the minute. It's the Lord. Do you know him?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called The Whether or Not Channel. The Whether or Not channel is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Gospel of Luke. It's a series on the book of Luke and the unveiling of Jesus Christ to this world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. The Great Reset. What exactly does that mean? More importantly, is America involved? Well-known author, founder, and president of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, breaks it down for us in his brand new book. And Pastor Jack has made this book our featured resource. It's called The Christian Response to the Great Reset. You know, our world is changing dramatically, and our Christian worldview is at stake. The rise of the Global Economic Forum is challenging our founding fathers' core values for our country, and we've got to understand what's coming. Now, Charlie Kirk is an outstanding voice for this day and time as he stands up for our rights and our freedom. Short and compact, this tremendously important book, The Christian Response to the Great Reset, is a must-read for all Christians. We really have to wake up to what's happening and to represent the truth of God's Word. The Christian Response to the Great Reset. It's available for a gift of any amount at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.